Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already the first weekend in January, January 4th and 5th, and to give everybody a status report on where we are with the Affordable Care Act and the public exchange. We now have over 500 individuals in New Hampshire citizens whose employer does not cover dental benefits, who have been able to navigate the public exchange, healthcare.gov, and have purchased a dental program through Northeast Delta Dental. But maybe more importantly, through our private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, we have literally had thousands of citizens who have been able to get onto our private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and have purchased easily dental programs for themselves and or their families. So in thinking ahead of to the Affordable Care Act, we knew that the government may have some difficulties getting the public exchange software up and running. So what we did was, in planning for that, we created our own private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and that has proved to be a boon for us. The dental premium is relatively low, for example, maybe like $35 per month, so you're not going to get a tax subsidy on that. So whether you purchase the dental insurance through the public exchange, healthcare.gov, or through the private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, neither situation are you going to get a subsidy. So it actually makes sense. If you're listening to this and you've had trouble getting on the public exchange, it actually makes more sense to go on to our private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And candidly, it's also, at least for 2014, and actually a better product, because if you go to a dentist who is not in the network and the private exchange, there is a certain level of reimbursement that will occur. But in the public exchange, you must go to someone that is in the preferred provider organization network, at least for 2014. So it's working for us. All the things that we've been doing, Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, all the road races that we sponsor, our website on the side of trailer trucks that go up and down the highways, and we promote DeltaDentalCoversMe.com and the oral health messaging. All of that has been part of our plan. And if you want to read more about how that came into being, the book that I co-authored with Dave Cowens, Celtics Hall of Famer, and the book is called There Are No Do-Overs, explains the story of how we plan for the Affordable Care Act and our transformation as a company from primarily a business-to-business organization where benefits are provided by the employer to a business-to-consumer or business-to-consumer B2C or DTC, direct-to-consumer organization, where more and more individuals have to buy their dental coverage directly through Northeast Delta Dental. And again, you can get that through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com or the public exchange healthcare.gov. Speaking of sponsorships and all the things that we do with road races, on New Year's Day, and I'm speaking on behalf of my running partner and friend, John Mortimer, the Millennium Mile, which began at the Londonderry High School. It's a point-to-point race that went very well. Even as the weather emerges from the warmer temperatures that we had right after Christmas to the much colder temperatures, which started to occur on New Year's Day, the race went off really well. And of course, now we have an influx of the white stuff, which of course I'm a skier, so I enjoy it. So I dragged in with me this weekend Brian and Karen Johnson, and I'd like them to introduce themselves. But I think most of you know from last year's show, they're the principals of Johnson Golden Harvest. And Brian and Karen, thank you for joining me this first weekend in January.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, Brian, time does go by fast, because last year at this time we did also have a show, and I was still recovering from my quad tendon surgery, so you actually came to the office, and of course today we're actually in the studios, and it's hard to believe that a year has come and gone. So let's start with you. in the last year, what has happened in terms of food choices, in terms of trends? Is anything specific has happened in the last year that you'd like to convey today?
Well, I think we're just getting more and more aware and making people aware of the real benefits of knowing where your food comes from. In other words, knowing which farm that, you know, for instance, your beef's coming from, or your chicken's coming from, or your lettuce is coming from. People are trying to get more healthy. They're becoming more aware of where their stuff's coming from. They want to know where it's coming from. And really, you know, that's what we're trying to provide is just, okay, you know what? This is where we're getting our beef. This is the farm. And you can go there and see the farm if you want. I mean, that's just where we're trying to go with everything.
So really, you're really on the catbird seat, because I think more and more people are concerned and they understand, you know, you are what you eat. Now, Karen, in the spirit of transparency, of course, we get to see you at the Northeast Delta Dental campus frequently. And I always love to come in and see what you have. So you have a stand in Hooksett, and I'll ask you guys to give us the location of that. But are you available if an employer said, we'd like, you know, you or Brian to come in? Are you available to do that?
Oh, absolutely. We are so excited. I guess as we began going into businesses, or what started us going into businesses, is hearing so many people come into our business, Johnson Golden Harvest, telling us that they couldn't make it, they haven't been able to come in, or they couldn't come in last week because they had to work. So that's kind of what started us going out into the businesses and wanting to bring it to them. It's so important that we can make, you know, and help to make others healthier and to educate them. And it really helps the employer as well, because it keeps their employees healthy. And, you know, therefore their healthcare benefits, you know, or lower.
Exactly. And I think that's what we have found, that it's a real combination, as you know, since you're around the campus a lot. We have a running club. Sometimes I come down and I'm in my gym shorts, and we have a fitness center, and we have yoga, and we have the, even days when you're not there, we have healthy fruit, you know, choices and so forth, that people are starting to understand that the wellness component, in addition to fitness, is it's also what you eat. So if I'm a CEO of a large or small employer and I'm interested in having you come and do what you do for Northeast Delta Dental, do they just call you or Brian directly?
Some do. I think that happens a lot. Through a lot of the business connections that we have, we've been really blessed to be welcomed into many businesses. Delta Dental certainly has been key in all of that. Concord Hospital is one that has been amazing. We started there at the beginning of the summer and have continued until now. And Concord Hospital has been wonderful. And it's just so nice to be able to educate them, help them, and just to see how much they really want to get healthier.
That's super. And what's Brian, what is the contact information, your phone number, and can you also give us the location of the stand, which I know is right near the Hooksett Toll Booth? Why don't you give us that information?
Yep. Our phone number is 603-231-2031, and we're located on Route 3A, which is actually 412 West River Road is the exact address. 3A, right by where Exit 11 comes down on Hackett Hill, in Hooksett, New Hampshire, 1.4 miles north of the Tri-Town Arena, which pretty much everyone knows where that is.
So if you're getting on to the Hooksett Toll Booth, you can't miss you. I mean, that's when I stop by and I'm heading down that way. So let me ask you this: how long have you been there, and what are your plans, Brian? Is going to be your location forever, or are you thinking of expanding?
Well, we've been here. We're actually on our fourth year at this location. And as far as expanding, I really don't know. I mean, it's kind of like we've kind of taken this whole thing as we just kind of let it take us where it wants to take us. You know, I mean, I've kind of found that there's so many people that want to get involved in this, and people just say, you know, you should go here, you should do this. And sometimes this is how we ended up with some of the markets, as people kind of invited us in because they liked what we were doing. And who knows? I mean, I could see this expanding into maybe another farm stand down the road somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to have to see what happens.
But you're enjoying what you're doing, obviously.
It's a passion. Absolutely. Yep.
And speaking of that, I remember when you were on the show last year, you talked about your background. So give us the history of going way back to when you first started your professional career and how it evolved to where we are now.
Well, when I first started this, I was 15 years old, and I worked in at the time was a farm stand down in Manchester called Queen City Farms. I worked there through high school and just kind of learned a different aspect of the business. And then I ended up staying there after high school and took over some of the wholesale business that they had and brought that out to different people. And I really liked what I was doing. For one, I loved the fresh produce. And secondly, it was just nice going out and meeting people and such. And then from there, I went on to a couple of larger companies. I went to U.S. Food Service. And then from there to Sysco. I spent a total of probably 15 years with the bigger companies. But, you know, still I had that passion for the smaller part of it. And then I started seeing how popular the whole local movement was getting. And people were really starting to get into the whole, I want to know where my food comes from. And the whole, people are starting to understand the health benefits of that. So I liked it. And I just pretty much decided to go back into that. And we had a farm stand. Karen started running the farm stand, and then I actually transitioned in from Sysco into the farm stand, because as we got busier with the markets and that, she pretty much doing that and pretty much running the farm stand.
And now you're a great team. So before we go to commercial break, let's get the contact information. If you're an employer and you want to perhaps have you visit, why don't you give us your phone number and also, again, give us the location of the farm stand.
Location of the farm stand is, again, 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is Route 3A. We're right at Hackett Hill, right off Exit 11 on 93. And our website, www.johnsongoldenharvest.com.
Super. All right. Brian and Karen Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest will return after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
How was work, honey?
Oh, our Delta Dental rep visit got me thinking about my oral health, you know? Reminded me about visiting my dentist and gave me this toothbrush.
I'm glad you're excited.
Uh-huh.
But do you suppose you could not brush your teeth at the dinner table?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thank you, honey.
As the region's most experienced dental benefits company, Northeast Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, providing timely responses to customer questions and ensuring claims are processed quickly and accurately so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and with me this weekend morning on January 4th and 5th are Brian and Karen Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest. I'm going to start with some contact information first for my book. If you're interested in buying the book, which will tell the story of how we dealt with the Affordable Care Act along with some other sort of trade secrets of Northeast Delta Dental, if you go on the website bigredfactor.com, that's bigredfactor.com, or amazon.com, and you'll find the book, which is titled There Are No Do-Overs, and the co-author is Dave Cowens, former Celtics Hall of Famer, and just for the listening audience to let everybody know, he's also a Hall of Fame person. And the reason why we selected the website name bigredfactor.com, of course, those of you that are my age or older will remember that the famous basketball announcer Johnny Most gave him, Dave, the nickname Big Red. And so we thought instead of a normal chapter summary, we would end the chapter with a Big Red Factor, which gives you an insightful principle in terms of how to sustain your business long term. And the book is good for both large and small employers. And as Dave likes to say, it's also good for families who want to know how to, I guess, have a very optimal family. So hopefully you'll enjoy reading that book. Now, getting back to my guests, Brian and Karen, let's start with the contact information. If I'm an employer and want to contact you to have you come out to my place of business, the contact information, your phone number, as well as your website and your location again.
It's Johnson Golden Harvest, and our phone number is 603-210-2000. 2031. And our website's www.johnsongoldenharvest.com. And we're located in Hooksett, New Hampshire, 412 West River Road, which is actually Route 3A. We're right at the corner of Hackett Hill, which leads right up to Exit 11 on 93, and 1.4 miles north of the Tri-Town Ice Arena.
Super. So our topic today is the health advantage of knowing where your food comes from. So let's start, though, with how did you two meet? Karen, talk about that, because you're I know when you're out at Northeast Delta Dental, I can sense that you have a real passion for this topic. And so, but I think to have a husband and wife team getting involved. So tell us how you all first got together, and then how you together started the company.
Well, as Brian mentioned, at one point he worked at Queen City Farms for 20 years. I started there when I was quite young, and that's where we met, at Queen City Farms. I worked there for 5.5 years, and probably towards the end of that is when, you know, we began dating and married 5 years later.
Isn't that great? Great story. I know it's, when people meet at their place of employment, but it's so great that then you started your company, and I understand you've got two boys, at least one of whom is interested in joining the business. So tell us what their involvement is.
Sean, who is our oldest, is 19. He is an amazing golfer, and so that's where his passion lies. He coaches or assistant coaches golf at Pembroke Academy and does a great job, just loves it.
I'm going to have to hook up with Sean, because I'm like the world's worst golfer. So offline, I'm going to get his contact information. And your other son, though, is more interested in the healthy foods, right?
Yeah. Kevin just has loved the business since the beginning, has really been partnering. You know, it's funny to say he's 15 years old, but he's kind of one of us as far as the business goes. He knows the business inside and out. As we speak, he's running the business, and waiting on our customers.
It sounds like he has your passion for the business, and I know that's one of the keys, you know, that I actually write about in the book, is that if you're passionate about your work, I mean, that's why you want to come to work and so forth. And so if I'm listening to this, I could be listening to this January 4th, which is a Saturday, or January 5th or Sunday, or the week of January 6th and beyond. What are the hours of the farm stand, so people can know when to show up there?
The hours are Monday through Friday. We are open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, we're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday, we're open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So sometimes you might see Kevin in there then at that point.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to have to stop down and give you a customer service critique. I'm sure he's fantastic. Now, Brian, when we spoke last year, one of the things I mentioned, I think one of the reasons why you're so successful is you've had the experience of working for a much larger company like Cisco. And I know my own career, I mean, Northeast Delta Dental is like a medium-sized company, but my first job was with John Hancock, a much larger company, and that gave me a solid foundation so that when I became CEO of a medium-sized company, I was ready. So did working for Cisco give you kind of a base from which you then sort of take that passion, but now you're in a family business, so you're in more control and you have much more flexibility?
Mm-hmm. Actually, with the bigger company, Cisco U.S. Food Service, you know, I love the sales aspect of it, is really going out and helping people with their restaurants or whatever, you know, stores, hospitals, whatever, just really helping them with their business and, you know, bringing in products for them that we had, you know, through those companies to supply them to just say, you know, it was really nice when you actually did something and then it really worked. You know, I enjoyed that. And I kind of took that whole thing and I liked that aspect of it. but I still missed the local part of it because, you know, where I, even though I dealt with local people, larger companies like that don't do a lot of local, you know, they just don't have the ability to deal with a lot of local farms like that. And that's where I, you know, that became my passion. I mean, I really took that on, and that's kind of why we moved in the direction that we did.
So that's a great, great combination. Now, so a question I folks that knew that I was going to be interviewing you this weekend, they had this question, which I think I also asked you last year, which is, in the dead of the winter, are there as many healthy options in terms of, you know, meats and milk and winter produce? How does that work in the dead of winter?
The meats don't change at all, really, from season to season. I mean, it's people are still raising, you know, they're raising cattle, they're raising sheep, whatever, and basically, you know, chickens and all that, and the chickens lay less eggs in the winter because of the cold. But as far as the meat and all that goes, that really pretty much stays the same. People tend to come to us a little bit more in the winter for that as opposed to the summer as far as the meats go, because some of the farmers markets, some of the farmers actually go to the different markets during the summer. There's more of them with their meats and all that, where they don't do that as much in the winter. So yeah, as far as that goes, I mean, as far as meat, there's no change. As far as produce, there's a large difference, obviously. In the wintertime, you're pretty obviously relying on hoop houses or greenhouses. And basically, the products that are grown in there are a little bit different. I mean, you grow a lot of greens, a lot of salad mixes, a lot of spinach, different like bok choy, things like that are popular. We recently had one of our farms supply us with some shoots. And it was the first time I've dealt with those. And they were actually, there was pea shoots, there was sunflower shoots, and there was radish shoots. And basically, it's when the vegetable first starts coming up, it's the healthiest part of the vegetable. And I never realized how good they were until I tried them. And we were actually at Concord Hospital doing a market, and some of the physicians, they were telling us that, and it was something that I learned from them, that it was the most nutritious part of the vegetable. There was more nutrition in those little shoots than there were in a lot of things that you eat during the summer. So that was pretty interesting.
I would have known that about shoots. Interesting, for sure. So, it's the new year. So, do you find, you're out in the public a lot, that people in their New Year's resolutions is eating right? Is that part of their New Year's resolution? It is, and does your, kind of like a health club, does your business spike in January as people get their New Year's resolutions and say, I'm just going to eat, you know, quality fruits and vegetables? Does that happen? I'm just curious.
It does, actually. It's really kind of funny because right after Christmas, we started to notice a difference in what people were buying. They went from buying the pies and all that to even before New Year's to start buying some of the different vegetables and that we offered. And then, you know, now that it's after the first and people do have resolutions, they want to eat healthier. Our biggest job is actually trying to help them stay with their what they've promised themselves to do, because, you know, that, as we know, we all make these New Year's resolutions and, you know, a week later, a lot of times they're gone. So
part of your role is to keep them buying healthy. That's great. That's awesome. Hey, Karen and Brent, both of you are out in the public. Do you a lot? So I know you converse a lot with, you know, our employees and the public at large. Brian, do you also, or Karen, do you also visit the actual farmers where the food is coming from?
Absolutely. I really wouldn't have it any other way, because part of this whole thing is I want to make sure that the products that we have, I want to know what they're doing on the farms, and I also want the farms that we deal with, they have to be open to the public as well. If a customer comes in and we start talking about meat or we talk about a particular vegetable, I always want to be comfortable saying, you know what, you're welcome anytime to go visit this farm and see what they're doing. Those are the farms that we do business with.
Right, and you have so much credibility by being able to converse with that. Okay, so either Brian or Karen, let's get that contact information out again. Karen, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, go.
We're located at 412 West River Road in Hooksett. That's right off exit 11, right near the toll booth. Our phone number is 603-210-2031. And our website is johnsongoldenharvest.com.
Super. Brian and Karen Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest. Let's all start the new year by choosing to eat right. And thank you for explaining today the health advantage of knowing where your food comes from. Thank you for joining me this early January.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental will return next weekend.